True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Tinker's out here. Tinker! Hanging out with us at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming. Nice folks at the bar, man. It's good to see our people out here. I mean, Dukes and Bell listeners.
One guy just said, that's enough for me. I got to go back to work.
Wait a minute. He said that?
Well, he said, I'm working from home, and I never work in an office. Damn my life.
How long had he been here?
Hey, he was here when I got here. He shoved off, man. He's probably listening to the car. Hopefully someone's driving him right now.
Maybe he's asleep in the car.
Uber.
But, yeah, man, we're out here until 6, hanging out. And as I said, a lot of folks already here hanging out. It's good, man. Football season brings us all together. It doesn't matter what your team is. We've been talking about the Dogs, obviously, big game against Tennessee. Talking about Georgia Tech, big game against Clemson. And it's funny. I had a guy, Curtis, over there. He just asked me, he said, Dukes. This Arch Manning kid, the real deal. I'm like, you got money on the game this weekend? Yeah. What's going on?
I'll tell you what, man.
And he's like, no, I'm just curious. And I said to him, I said, yeah, look, what happened in week one against Ohio State, and this is the reality, and it's not an excuse, but Sark was intent on not allowing him to come out and throw three picks. He's trying to protect him. And when you do that, you call a conservative game. And so that's what you saw. Then they got behind, and then it was like, okay, Arch, I need you to make some throws. All of a sudden, he's making throws, and everybody's like, where's this been? But the last thing you needed to do with all that pressure is for him to go up to Ohio State and throw three or four picks and just be done for the season. So that was part of it. Arch is going to be fine. And I was telling Curtis, like, the,
how do you know? That this how? How do you know Arch is going to be fine? Well, maybe Arch isn't going to be fine.
No. This whole thing about.
You answer me.
This whole thing about him grimacing is a joke. Everybody in Texas is laughing at this.
Right, Sark even said, well, you guys, they take video of you when you're in the bathroom?
It's a joke.
You know, in other words, who does number two work for? That's basically what Sark was inferring. But, I mean, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but I do think, and I said this to Carl last week, if this continues and they continue to lose games that they should – I mean, like that Ohio State game, that could be a rematch. That could be a rematch in the Final Four. But Sark, eventually, someone's going to say you can't call plays anymore if he continues to coach as tight as he does in the big games.
Well, look, some of these smarter coaches, whether it be college or pro, have stepped away from the play calling. Sometimes it's the best thing. And, you know, all these guys who've done it all their lives and this is what we love to do, sometimes, Mike, it's the best thing. We'll see how that shakes out. But, yeah, it's funny because it's just random questions with college football being front and center. Everybody's wondering about certain teams. We're going to talk more about the Dogs coming up. Mike Griffith's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, guys, from Dog Nation to talk about his thoughts on what he expects Saturday up in Knoxville. All right, Mike, we were talking about our team. We're talking about the Falcons. And guys, it's funny because a guy just hit me up and he said, look, Bijan had over 100 yards, guys, and I hadn't looked at the totals. He said he had over 100 yards receiving because of the touchdown.
Right.
And then and running. And he says, Mike, you want more? And I'm like,
than 18 touches. So that's – okay. So what was it a match? What is this, freaking baseball now? Well, he got 100 yards of offense. Well, that's it. Just cap him. Put him on ice. What, am I losing my mind? Am I losing my mind? I feel like Walter in The Big Lebowski. Am I losing my mind?
Yes.
No, I mean, we're talking about how to win the game. He's the best athlete. Just talking about a guy right here, a guy at a bar who coaches high school football. You know, he's one of the best athletes.
Right here, this gentleman right here?
This guy, I'm not going to name his name because it's a major program.
Are they undefeated?
They could be. And they also have club-level seating. But anyway. But now we're just
I know where he is.
But just talking about, you know, you got a great weapon. Well, yeah, 18 times. More. I mean, he gave you a chance to win the game, but you can't tell me you got enough out of beat. No, don't give me enough. That's exactly why he was the second guy drafted in most fantasy leagues, because he's that guy. He's going to put up big numbers. Come on.
Yeah, it's hard to say week in and week out like he needs it 30 or 35 times. That's a week to week thing.
But that's another thing. Don't run him into the ground. That's why Tyler's there. Give the ball to Tyler. But there's got to be a balance.
Yeah.
But more than 18 touches. I mean, Zach's got to find a way.
404-726-0929, guys. You can always hit us up. What's on Day Day's mind is coming up. The biggest challenge for Sunday for us offensively is going to be keeping our quarterback clean. The Vikings do an excellent job, and I think they did this against Caleb Williams too, especially in the third and fourth quarter, Mike. They got after him enough that he started to look discombobulated. He wasn't completing the same passes right. He was in the first quarter or even the second quarter. And part of this is, you know, I thought last year Kirk Cousins, I wasn't as worried about that game because he had been in the league so long. He's seen a lot of this stuff. And if you remember, guys, Kirk Cousins actually played well in that Vikings game last year.
Well, until Rod decided not to go for it on a fourth down, they flipped the field. Remember that? And that's when the game was pretty much lost. And after that, we had those Keystone Cops moments where the secondary had no idea where Addison and Jefferson were.
Yeah, I feel differently about Michael, and I'm talking about Penix, because he hasn't been in the league as long. And he hasn't seen all these different looks. Not saying he can't handle it, but to Mike's point, as we were talking about this earlier today, he's going to challenge him. Just like he challenged Caleb last week. And so, you know, Caleb is in his second year. He was sacked 68 times last year for the Bears, most of anybody. And everybody's like, oh, he'll be better. And Flores went in that game and said, we'll see. I think that is what we're going to see on Sunday with our guy. They are going to try to come after him. Now, the good news is if Darnell Mooney is healthy and Drake London is out there, I love those one-on-one situations.
Right.
But if they're not, then what Minnesota is saying is we can get home because we don't think your guys on the outside can get open. And that may be
right.
A problem.
One thing we talked about, our blitz rate was up under Jeff Ulbrich over last year because Jimmy Lake really didn't know what he was doing. And Brian Flores blitzes more than anybody with that Vikings defense, to Carl's point, how they got after Caleb Williams. So now we'll see, can we get J.J. McCarthy shook? Now, that's why I said, man, imagine if the Bears hang on to win that game, J.J. and Minnesota fans, hey, is this guy ready for the big time? He comes out with so much confidence.
You're right.
Especially 3 touchdowns in a quarter.
Yeah, you're right.
You said yesterday, that's nothing to sneeze at. So hopefully we can dial up some heat. And talking with a coach who will remain nameless, we were talking yesterday about, you know, getting the pressure and what we didn't get at the end was the finish and getting the quarterback on the ground. Talking about how guys, they get enveloped. You know, if you're getting held or you're getting kind of – if your shoulders are not outside the offensive lineman
– you're not going to get the call.
I'm talking about Pierce Jr. You know, you've got to show some more athleticism. And the same, I think, goes for the interior of the line with Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro.
Yeah, look, and do guys hold? Yeah, they do. But
– don't make it easy for them.
Yeah, unless it's blatant, you're not going to get that call. So I'm not going to sit here and defend that. You're right, Mike. I mean, like, I get it. Whether you were being held or not, you just got to get off of the block, man, and – I didn't think we did enough of that up front last week. Hopefully we do this week. I mean, and by the way, Flo, can we get something?
He did not show. Again, both Leonard Floyd and, unfortunately, James Pierce Jr. did not show up on the stat sheet. No tackles, no assist on tackles, so no sacks. And that's – look, we thought Leonard Floyd is the constant in this equation. We figured this guy, we don't have to worry about him. But when you draft a guy and there's so much hype, look, it doesn't help James Pierce Jr. when somebody like Lewis Riddick says he's going to lead the entire league in sacks.
Yeah,
you know, and then you don't see him, you know, getting close. He affected the quarterback. And all right, come on, either you sack the quarterback.
Pressure rate, Mike. Pressure
either
rate.
Either you sack the quarterback or you friggin' don't.
Look at the good coach sitting here having some wings. I don't give a damn about pressure rate. High school coach sitting here, I don't care about that. I don't teach the kids that.
That's right.
I don't teach our kids
that. That's what I'm saying, but that's why the PFF crap and the analytics creep into the NFL. You know, you can convince yourself anything. Oh, that's like, oh, I went 0 for 4, but my exit velocity was over 105 on all my outs. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, you still took an 0 for 4, dude.
Bra.
Hey.
Hey, man, by the way.
Am I losing my mind?
When you talk about this matchup, if you're wondering, the all-time series, 22-12 with the Vikings winning four of the last five. Vikings lead the all-time series, if you're wondering.
But we won the biggest one.
We did, 98.
Man,
98.
I'll never forget. That's one of my greatest Atlanta sports memories, baby.
That team, when you think about that Vikings offense.
15-1.
But the personnel, they were absolutely loaded.
Chris Carter, Randy Moss.
Loaded.
Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, it's crazy to think back. Either way, Falcons did win the 2020 matchup. Most of us don't remember because 2020 is a blur. Matt Ryan threw for 371 yards and four touchdowns against the Vikings. Mm. It seems like such a long time ago. He torched them, killed them. 2020 matchup.
Yeah, 98 team, man. We've talked about that a million times. That Viking squad was loaded. That Atlanta team. Remember, guys, 14-2 from 7-9 to 14-2 under Dan Reeves. Still unbelievable. Yeah, Randall Cunningham. I'm trying to get the running backs. Robert Smith. I couldn't remember Robert Smith from Ohio State.
That's right.
That was the running back. And receiving core was pretty exemplary. They had great tight ends. We had O.J. Santiago. Man, one of the big touchdown catches. There was some amazing moments in that game. Yeah. The front four, we always talk about the bomb squad, the size of Travis Hall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those guys, that was probably one of the last gigantic defensive lines that this Falcons team ever had.
It was an unheralded Falcons team, though.
Right.
The name values, the brands on that team
John
were
Madden
not known nationally.
And Pat Summerall didn't know anything the Falcons. Because I remember, Carl, that game was so long ago, I had it on TiVo.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, back in the day.
Yeah.
To come back from Minnesota and then watch it. But, yeah, man, just unbelievable effort. Look, Chris Chandler got a lot of rap as Crystal Chandelier. That cat sat in the pocket, took so much punishment. Jamal Anderson. Man, that's an amazing team, man. Seems like it's like an ancient history, right?
Long time ago, man. We'll see what we do on Sunday night. Vikings, though, have Super Bowl aspirations, guys. That's a team that won a lot of games with Sam Darnold. Only thing that changed was quarterback. I mean, seriously. And they feel like they got a really good chance to get back there. We'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind coming up. Want to remind you, Saturday, noon and...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Till 2, join Allie Mack at Lusab Kia and Noonan and get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan is going to win an ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets for the upcoming home game. Again, Saturday from noon until 2 at Lusab Kia in Noonan with Allie Mack on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.